Welcome to Shul Marshal on the Daf. We're in Pesachim Daf Kofches. The Gemara Amud Aleph on top of the page brings the Rabbi Yehuda that holds that you have to burn chametz. He will have a problem according to his own opinion. Because according to his opinion, that every time you have something that's left over, it needs to be burned. Why does he hold that in some cases, specifically Asham Talui and a bird that comes with Safek, why then you don't burn it? Meaning Rabbi Yehuda Leshitasa, Rabbi Yehuda according to his own opinion, will not be able to work out this contradiction. And the Gemara concludes with 3 Amri Inches. Amri Inches means what people usually say. And as we mentioned in the past, whenever you have Amri Inchi, that's what people say, that's an indication that it's true, because the world reflects the Torah. So the Gemara brings 3 Amri Inches. One is Kapo de Choto Nagro, which means the dish that the craftsmen's hollowed out. Begavon Nisrav Chardalo, in it, he will burn his tongue. Meaning, he himself will suffer from the consequences of his deeds by creating a bowl that he himself will burn his tongue in it. The second example the Gemara brings is Sadno Besadne Yosef. A shackle maker will sit in his own shackles when he will be cut. And the third example the Gemara brings, Giyara Begiri Maktil. The arrow maker is going to be killed with his own arrows. Meaning, all coming to say that a person will suffer from the consequence of his own deeds. Whatever he did, he will suffer from it later. An example of a craftsman who created a bowl to put in it a spicy mustard, a craftsman who created a shackle, and a craftsman who created an arrow. Why do you need these 3 examples to tell me the same point? So we have 2 ways to explain it. Way number 1 is the Ben Yoyada. The Ben Yoyada says over here, that we're talking about the way you're refuting Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning the way you uproot a svara. Says Rabbi Yehuda, there's 3 ways to do it. One way is one says a logical sense, a svara. Comes one and argues with him, and he puts a hole in his theory. He doesn't prove him wrong, he's still okay, but he doesn't have such a strong logical proof like he had before. The second one is, when someone says a svara, and comes another one and attacks him and basically uproots his svara completely based on another logical argument. Now here, it's logic against logic. So maybe one day someone will come back and re-explain what the first guy meant. The third case is when someone says a svara and comes someone else and brings a clear proof against him, a proof that you cannot deny. Then it's over. Then there's no argument anymore. Says the Ben Yoyada, these are the 3 Amri Inches. The first one is someone who eats mustard. Everybody eats mustard. There's nothing wrong in eating mustard. But sometimes the mustard burns the tongue. So the person still stays where he is. He didn't change his logic. He just has a hole in his logic. The second case is when he is tied in shackles. So tied in shackles means his argument is completely refuted. But it's shackles. One day, maybe one will open his shackles. Third case is the case of the arrow. The arrow kills a person, it's done, there's no more argument. This logical explanation, this logical argument is completely refuted and will never come back. The Vilna Gaon has a different explanation. The Vilna Gaon in Mishlei Perek Yud Aleph tells us that we're talking about someone gets punished. Because anytime one gets punished is because he deserves it. So that really means he's getting the consequence of his own deeds. Says the Vilna Gaon, there's 3 types of punishments. One punishment is the punishment of Gehenna. The burning of Gehenna, that's called the classic punishment. Then there's the second punishment, is when a person is not able to be done. He's stuck, can't go up to Gehenna, and usually people that are there need to come to Gilgul, need to come back to the world to fix what they did. And then the third punishment is death, but not talking about death in this world, as the Gaon explains a little later in Mishlei. We're talking about a complete death that there's no tikkun, there's no fixing, it's gone. These are the 3 punishments that a person gets for his deeds in the Olam HaEmes. Says the Gaon, these are the 3 things. The first one is a person is burned by the mustard, that's Gehenna. The second one is when a person is tied in shackles, that's the one who's stuck in the middle and needs to come back to Gilgul. And the third, which is the one who's killed with arrows, that's Keneged, the punishment, which is a complete death, which is no return. And the Gaon concludes that that's the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Tet Zayin. Ki chilatzto nafshi mimovis, that's the Misa. That's the complete death. Es eini min dima, that's Gehenna. Because Gehenna has to do with crying, as the Gaon explains. Es ragli midechi, dechi means when you're stuck somewhere, which is gilgul neshames, which is not going up to Shemaim, not going down. That is the dechi. That's what David HaMelech says, ki chilatz to nafshi, you save me from all three. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email list, the WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.